This is Theatre Voice. I'm Dominic Cavendish. I'm sitting in Soho Theatre. It's Friday night and an hour before the curtain up on The Greatest Story Ever Told. This is a lecture written and presented by Count Arthur Strong. First of all, Count Arthur, thank you very much for talking to Theatre Voice just before your show begins.
Privileged to be with you. Privileged, Dominic.
The reason why we're doing this interview is because you really are a man of the theatre. Before we go into your theatrical history, perhaps you could just explain to listeners a little bit about The Greatest Story Ever Told.
Well, you know, Dominic, anyone that knows me will tell you I've always had a thirst, a quest for knowledge. And what I'm doing, I've always had a presentation and ability because, as you rightly mentioned, my variety days, etc., and all the wealth of shows I've done, films, plays, tellies, and all my right vast back catalogue of plays that I'd done. And so what I thought I'd do is I'd get my lecture show out on the road and give a bit of the knowledge I've accrued over the years back to the people. I lecture on a wide variety of subjects and topics. This evening it just happens to be The Greatest Story Ever Told, which is a biblical epic. But I do many different subjects and topics, as I say. What is that other one that I do? Gardening, I do that. Gardening, yes. And I've done Forgotten Egypt, Count Arthur Strong's Forgotten Egypt, as well. So I do many shows. I tour the width and the breadth of the countryside, lecturing on a wide variety of subjects and topics. And I find the people really do appreciate finding out a little bit more about things, you know.
It's a lonely business, the one-man show, isn't it? I mean, Alistair Campbell has recently embarked on a series of theatre lectures, and I think Ian Duncan Smith is doing the same. What sort of advice would you give to people who are trying to do one-man shows to kind of combat loneliness?
Well, you know, I've always managed quite nicely by myself. You know, I've always been very, very happy in my own company. But you know, I realise many people are much more gregarious and outgoing than me. So I'd say if you were just starting out, take your mother with you, or something like that, just to start. It's like a security blanket, and that will do it. That will sort you out if your mum's there. If you're a youngster, yes.
Was it your mother who got you interested in theatre in the first place? Perhaps we should rewind to your childhood. Presumably, it was the era of the greats when you first became interested in theatre.
Well, yeah, I started out as a child star in the variety days, you know. I used to do all sorts of take-offs and send-ups. I used to do like a little Lord Fauntleroy act with my mother, and my father was a juggler, and was a juggler and charge hand at West Yorkshire Foundries, actually. But we could keep the balls up forever, you know, if I wanted to. So I do have a long-standing theatrical background, and I've gone on another. You know, I've achieved every goal I could possibly have wanted. I could possibly have set myself from when I was a youngster.
Did you train officially as an actor, or were you just a child star who went on really from one thing to the next?
Well, you know, I trained in the profession. It's the best kind of training, Dominic. I'm sure you'd appreciate that.
What do you think is the secret of good acting? Is it simply delivering your lines and walking around stage properly, or is there a particular gift, do you think, that you need to have?
Well, Dominic, you know, if I could bottle it, I'd make myself a fortune with what I've got. But it's just natural, you see, with me. It just came naturally. I never had to study under anybody. No, it just came naturally with me. In fact, people study under me, you see, more than the other way around. I have my Academy of Performance in Doncaster. It's just like what you'd call the RADA down here. They're all telling me that, always have done. And up there we perform a wide variety of exercises and classes you would expect to find being run at a place like my Academy of Performance.
Do you worry that too many people are going into the profession now? There really aren't jobs for them? Do you kind of dissuade people when they come to your academy and they don't seem to really make the grade?
No, I don't dissuade anyone. I believe in offering people encouragement, and it doesn't worry me particularly because, you know, people come into the profession. I've got a long way to go to catch up with me, so there's no competition as far as I'm concerned.
Were you inspired by Laurence Olivier, or was that before your time?
Well, I could tell you a thing or two about Laurence Olivier, but we don't really want to go into that. I mean, we had dinner with him at Denham Elliott's once, and it was a right nasty... anyway, we won't mention that. I looked up to people like Stanley Holloway, of course, the young Stanley Holloway. Oh, he was a great pal of mine in the old days, he was. He took me under his wing, in fact, you know, a bit like, what's his face, Alistair Sim and George Cole. We were a bit like that, me and Stanley Holloway.
And have you played the West End before? Is this your West End debut?
Oh, no, I must have played the West End many times, Dominic. I must have played it, starred at many of the West End theatres. I think, yes, we did a musical version of Bridge at the River Kwai in the early 60s. I had the lead role in that, the Alec Guinness part. And everybody tells me I was funnier than Alec Guinness was in the film in that. I should have done the film, really, but that just didn't pan out. You know, I probably busy I was.
Were you upset that your film career didn't take off in quite the way that your stage career did?
Oh, no, my first love is the stage and the people and the live performance. That really is my first love. To be truthful, it's probably what I'm best at, communicating, you see.
Do you ever have problems drying on the night? How do you cope with, remembering your lines?
Do you know, it's like magic with me. I've never really had to learn a line. It just comes to me. You know, lots of actors have that nightmare where they're stood in the wings, you know, wondering, what on earth am I doing here? You know, what play is it? Where am I? I don't know any lines. I can stand in the wings thinking that, and as soon as I go on, I know everything. You know, and I do on many occasions, yes. No, I've never had any problem with that. It's like a sixth sense. I'm like a conduit for the spirit world when I'm giving one of my performances.
Judi Dench is in town with All's Well That Ends Well. I wonder whether you, after your shows, will be kind of going round the corner and maybe saying hello to a few of the celebrities that are currently strutting their stuff on Shaftesbury Avenue.
Well, it's strange you should mention that. I'm taking Judy for a nominate after the show tonight. I'm meeting her. We're going to the Actors Centre. And I said I'd treat her to a nominate. My treat. She paid last time. Yes, so I'm very much looking forward to that. We always have such a laugh, Judy and I.
Presumably it feels like home to you.
It does feel like home to me, you know. It is exciting, yes, but it does feel like home. I mean, to you, it'll probably be a thrill a minute here, but I've seen it all before over many, many years. Dominic, my Royal Variety Command performances, etc. I've been here many times, the Palladium. What a beautiful, wonderful theatre that is. So many old friends there.
One of the complaints about the West End is that there are just so many sort of old drunks knocking around on the streets outside, and it's just an unpleasant atmosphere. Do you think that the West End should be kind of cleaned up a bit?
Oh, I do think they should clean it up, yes. I don't like seeing old drunks all over the place, you know. They want to put them on a bus and send them up to Milton Keynes. They can build some purpose-built buildings for them up there, can't they?
You're very interested in antiquity. I saw your very interesting lecture on Egypt. Is that the particular fascination for you, the ancient world?
Well, as you see, my fire was first lit for all things Egypt when I was doing my national service. You probably know that about me. I was in ENSA, the entertainment branch of the forces, of course, cheering all our lads up at the front who were missing all their dreadful mothers, missing all their mothers dreadfully. And really, that was when my fire was first lit, because I remember going to we went to the tomb of what's he called, that Nebuchadnezzar, that one, and a few of us hired some camels in a break in rehearsals. We were doing Fiddler on the Roof, I think, I seem to remember. There were me, Pete Murray, Lawrence of Arabia, Peter Barkworth, because he played Lawrence of Arabia in the film, you know. And yes, it was fascinating. And that really, it gripped me, that, when we went in there. I had a flaming flambeau in my hand, and we went in there, past all the Sarsasagusas, I think that's a plural, isn't it? And it was fascinating, you know. Yeah. Very fascinating. And that's what got all my fire lit up for Egypt. Seeing it firsthand. Nothing, you can't read it in books about stuff like that. You have to see it. Marvellous times.
I've got a sort of list here, or rather a kind of programme of things that are on in the West End at the moment. I don't know whether you'd recommend anything.
Well, I've heard the Mousetraps is supposed to be good. I'm not sure what that's about. That must be a new one, but I have heard a good thing or two about them, the Mousetrap. Let's see. Oh, Michael Gambon, never heard of him. Chitty Bang Bang, of course, that's a lot of fun, that. I was up for a part in that. The one that gets stuck in the toilet and it gets lifted up by the balloon. It didn't come my way, but I was probably busy at the time doing something else, knowing me. I'm always busy. What's that about it, really? It's all stump. I've no idea what that is. The Lion King. No, never heard of it. Woman in Black. Woman in Black's quite good. I knew someone that played the witch in that. The ghost, I mean. Sticks his head out of a window. Yes, I saw that many years ago. It's a very good play, that. Quite frightening in parts. So,
well, that's mainly the West End. I wonder, presumably you're really quite an encourager of experimental work on the fringe. This theatre, particularly Soho, has got quite a reputation for encouraging new work.
Yes, well, I think they've got me here to show a few of the young shapers how it's done, really, you know. I think that, and you've got to applaud them for that, you know, haven't you? Getting me down here. Because I think you can go so far with the experimental stuff, and then you've got to get an old pro in to show you how it's done. And I think that's why they got me here. I'm pretty sure that's what I'm doing here.
Where will you be going back to? You don't live in London, I assume.
No, I live in Doncaster. Yeah, got a nice little house there. Yeah. I'm well looked after, don't worry about me.
We'll have to leave it there. You've got to prepare for your show. Thank you very much indeed, Count Arthur Strong.
The pleasure's all been mine, Dominic. Only too happy. Ta-ta, everybody.